Van de Rebbe, de Friedeke Rebbe in Tavshin Aleph. De Friedeke Rebbe says in Gimel Tamas Tavshin Aleph that at that point there were 14 years that were concluded after Tavresh Pei Zayin. 14 years from Pei Zayin to Tavshin Aleph. Which Alderaz also, the Rebbe in Asicha Tavshin Chavdalet in Yud Shvat. So the Rebbe discusses Bechlal, explains that the Friedeke Rebbe says that there's Bechlal three levels in Yad. In Yad, there is Yad HaChazoka, there is Yad HaGdela, and there is Yad HaRoma. And Tzemach Tzedek in Likutei Torah in Parsha Nosi explains that there is the union of Yad HaGdela is Chesed, Yad HaChazoka is Gvura, and Yad HaRoma is Tiferes, Yad HaRoma is connected with Gula Amitus Vashlema. So the Rebbe says that the Friedrich Rebbe mentions Benegir, the union of Yad, that Yad Shona was completed. So the Rebbe says that Alderet Zeb, Benegir to the Friedrich Rebbe, Alderet Zeb, the Rebbe says Tavshach of Dalet. That Tavshach of Dalet, the Rebbe says, the first Yad Shona, Yad HaChazoka, from the Nesias of the Rebbe says, we just completed the Yad Shona of Tavshach of Dalet. And then Ocha Yikum, and the next Yad, which begins Yad HaGdela, the Rebbe says, now begins Yad HaGdela. And when a person asks a question, L'chaira, he might not have completed the Aveda of Yad HaChazoka, the Rebbe says, Nishkukin Dikaf Matzav. Disregarding the situation that a person is in, what he needed to accomplish, what he didn't need. So the Rebbe says, now begins the inyan of Yad HaGdela. And after that, as the Pashta says in the Maimon, look at the Teira Nosei, so after that comes Yad HaRoma. So as a person looks at the Sichas from the Rebbe, the Meshach of the 42 years of Sichas, so he sees that it breaks down exactly into three different Kufas. The first Kufa is the 14 years to Tavshach of Dalet, and then there is Lamed Ches, and then there is Nun Beis, which was the end of the Tkufa, I'll call upon him Leisata. At this point, from Sichas, the Rebbe spoke was Chafei Yoder, that says Vayakel Nun Beis. What is the inyan of Yad HaChazoka? Yad HaChazoka basically is that a person rules and a person grasps something, somebody else, with a strong hand, which means he leads the person with a strong hand. And he leads him through the different times, the different troubled times, and also takes him out from one situation into another situation. What did we see by the Rebbe the first 14 years was the inyanim that the Rebbe initiated immediately, the inyan of Shmira Shabbos. The Rebbe very strongly came out with the inyan of Shmira Shabbos. Boats, Israeli boats that were traveling on Shabbos, and the Rebbe then was me'eder that this is inyan of Chilul Shabbos before Hesia, because Yidden were doing melachas on the boat. So, and that's the difference between a Yiddish boat and a non-Jewish boat. And people were not aware of it, because they felt, since there's a Ashgocha from the Rabbanim on it, they felt Ashgocha is for everything. They didn't realize the Ashgocha is only for the food, but not for the people doing manual work on the boat. And as the Rebbe showed then, different aspects of what the Rebbe studied in engineering, the Rebbe says that he studied this Chachma, and there are 10 different melachas, b'maisa b'peyel, manually, that need to be done on the part of the crew through every day of its operation. Which this was basically the inyan of Yad HaChazoka, the inyan of Shabbos. Now that is another inyan that the Rebbe then came out very strongly and explained that inyan, is the inyan, I mean, and approached that inyan as the inyan of the reform. The Rebbe then wrote letters, and the Rebbe spoke about it, not so much Barabim, but mostly was the letters that the Rebbe wrote, that this is the inyan that touches the Amunas Yisrael. Das Meisha, and the Rebbe quotes from the Rambam, from Ilchas Yisrei Atera, inyanim that are related to this inyan, which this is the inyan, again, the inyan of Yad HaChazoka. Alderaz also, in the sense, the first 10 years of the Nesias, up to Al-Kopanim, the 10 years was a time that the Rebbe then built up and it was mechazik from after Yidden came out, from after the war, the matzav that they found themselves in, ud mutzal me'esh, a stick that came out from a burning fire. And as the Rebbe said, every Yid in this generation is a ud mutzal me'esh. It was also an inyan of Yad HaChazaka. In addition to that, the Rebbe also wrote Mechtovim Klolim every year for Pesach and for Rosh Hashanah. And besides, the Rebbe wrote a Mechtov Klali for Rosh Hashanah. So we see from year to year, when a person looks at the Yemei Aslichas letters, how the Rebbe builds up Klal Yisrael. That it's not just every year is a different letter, like a Rav would write a sermon. It's Pashat a inyan of a letter which is a step in the ladder which is picking up Klal Yisrael. Mashpes Yorim Evyan. And that is the beginning. The Rebbe begins with the inyan of Tzedakah, the Achone to receive all the brachas. And in addition to that, the Rebbe continues also the next year, that a person needs to live a life of Shabbos, which is the union of Shemitah, which means his whole house needs to be sanctified on the level of Shabbos. And then the Rebbe continues, and this is where the Rebbe starts picking up the person and eventually also the world. The Rebbe continues that every Yid should know that he has a Deimim and Tzemeya Chayim Medaber. He has a silent world in himself, and he has a plant world, and he has an animal world, and he has the Medaber. And a person has to accomplish an aliyah, an elevation, and all these in Yonim. Later, the Rebbe continues weiter the next year, that a person also has to do it in his own world, and b'meile he will be able to elevate the outside world, literally, Demon Tzemei Achayim Medaber. And then the Rebbe continues, year after year, till the Rebbe comes to the point of Milu Haaretz V'Kivshua, that a Yid was given the task to fill the world and conquer the world. And the Rebbe mentions the air, the sea, and the land. And a person looks what took place in the world at that time, in 1958, realized that that's when Russia sent up, Germany sent up, which was already exploring outer space, which this was at that time. So the Rebbe takes this inyan of Avedas Hashem and derives from it that a person has an inyan of Kibush HaElam in all different levels. And that was the time also that began Ufaratzta, which was in 58 and 59, that Kufa, which was also the inyan of Yom HaVakeinu Tzofeinu V'Nakba in all directions. And then we see that we come to Tav Shechof and Chof Aleph, and that's where it starts by the Rebbe also a new era in the contents of the Nigunim that the Rebbe was teaching at that time. And that is that the Nigun from Tav Shechof was the Nigun Rachamana the Oni, which shows on the Inyan of Tshuva. The Nigun of Tav Shechof Aleph was the Nigun Atav V'Chartonu, and as the Rebbe explains, that the two tenuas of the Nigun Atav V'Chartonu are the two tenuas of Tzadikim and Balei Tshuva. The beginning is in a subtle way. The Nigun begins, which is the Aveda of Tzadikim, and later it starts with a more loudness, this Aveda of Balei Tshuva, which as the Rebbe explains it in the Sichas in the beginning of Tav Shechof Aleph. The Rebbe taught a Nigun in Russian, Stav Yapito. And then eventually we get to Tav Shechof Dalet, which marks the end of the first 14 years. But before the 14 years ended, the Rebbe already was preparing for the next 14 years. And that is Sayin Dinigunim, that the Rebbe taught B'nigei Balei Tshuva, which means dealing and being Mekarev other Yidden, and to the extent, as the Rebbe said, the Lashon then, that to the extent, the union of it's actually picking up the whole world, which this is the union of being Mekarev another Yid, as the Rebbe then said, that the youth is searching. 1960, Tav Shechof, the Rebbe said the youth is searching. And therefore, even a silent prayer in the public school, the Rebbe said, is already sufficient, will accomplish its goal. For states, there were questions that came in from everywhere, what will it accomplish, and how could you do it, v'chulu v'chulu. So the Rebbe answered all the questions. And the Rebbe said, even wrote also to an organization of Rabbanim, that this pasuk, Shema Yisrael, or a short prayer that will be said in the, in, in, in the public schools will accomplish that at least all the Yidden that are there should be able to receive, to be mishtatef in that, participate in that. And this all was a beginning of a preparation, a strategy as a hachone, an agdometer later, which then began the Chabad houses, which began in 1964-65. Noch came Tovshin Chav Dalet. The Rebbe said that the first 14 years were completed. And the Mele, where did we see it again on a higher level? We saw it in the pasuk that it says, "Kibiyot Chazaka Yigor Shem Arze." That Yigor Shem Arze, that he will drive him out of his land. Where did we see the Yigor Shem Arze Bizman Azeh? We saw it in 1964 of Mendel Futterfass, one of the first started to crack through the wall of Russia. He was one of the first to leave Russia. And then the Meiler opened up the way for others to leave the Golas. So the Biyot Chazoka Yigor Shem Arze, with all the Broches and the Keches and the Eitzes and all the Inyonim that the Rebbe gave in the 14 years, that the Rebbe worked in those 14 years, Pashit Benigir Yidden in Russia, on every occasion the Rebbe mentioned them. An interesting fact, which is a fact which some are not aware of it, and that is that in Tovshin Chaf Aleph, in 1961, in the Chabrenge Yud Beis Tammuz, the Rebbe was speaking then about the Friedrich Rebbe fighting. Friedrich Rebbe standing up against a Malchus Adira, a strong empire, a strong kingdom, government. And the Rebbe says a lesson over there. It's a Pele Godel, because this is a real hot time of communism with the Meshuganim Khrushchev, with all the Inyonim. So the Rebbe then said the lesson was Bikariv Mamish with his bottle then. Sicha, a printed Sicha. Yud Beis Tammuz Tovshin Chaf Aleph. Was Bikariv Mamish with his bottle then. That Bikariv it'll cease to exist. This is 1961. Is the Noch Bishas, it came to Tovshin Chaf Dalet, it was Biyot Chazaka Yigor Shem Arzei, that this is the time that Yidden started to leave Russia. This was the beginning. And Rabbi Moshe Sasonke came out, and his son, Langizon, and different people, that's how people, groups started to come out. Enoch started the next group, which was Yad HaGdela. What did we see by Yad HaGdela? Apostle of Afil HaTzdukim made him there. Vayar Yisroel, as a Yad HaGdela, Asher Osa Hashem v'Mitzrayim. Melchem HaSheshes HaYom, the six-day war, which was a Nisim G'delim. The Rebbe said before the Melchama, that the people that are in the Rebbe said that in his room to people, you should know that you should tell people that you heard in this room that there will be great miracles in this Muhammad. That's what the Rebbe then said. And then came the Miftzayim, which was the Yad HaGdela, the outreach that began in 1967 Miftzat Film, and then in 1974 the Rebbe started to broaden it with them 5 Miftzayim originally. And then later into more Miftzayim in the course of the next few years, a Shleimus of Aseres HaMiftzayim HaYiduim. The 10 known Miftzayim, as the Rebbe referred to it, Aseres HaMiftzayim HaYiduim. And then later, and in addition to that, there was also the Yad HaGdela, which was the union of Mio Yehudi that the Rebbe began in Tovshin Lamed, the law of return, that a person that comes with a paper in Israel, he should have a paper according to Halacha that is Jewish, that is converted to Judaism, according to Halacha. And then, which then came Lamed Ches, and that marked the end of that Kufa, and then the Rebbe said then, Shlachno, the Rebbe said the lesson, then Shlachno b'yatishlach, and then came after that, began the Tkufa, which is Yad HaRoma, connected with Gula Amitis Vashlema, with the redemption. And it began with the Shlema Sa'aretz, as the Rebbe quoted then Shin Chavtes, the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch Simen Shin Chavtes, that Yidden cannot give back anything in a place where it's a sakonim, it's a security, they can't return something that can endanger other people in Israel. And that went on mamish for months and months. The Rebbe was delving on this simen. And then later the Rebbe continued in Tovshin Mem, the Rebbe created Tzivos Hashem. And the Rebbe said that the union of Tzivos Hashem is Veheishiv Leiv Aves Albonim. That the union of Tzivos Hashem is that the children should be Mekarev, the parents, and bring them closer. And this is Lefnei Bei Yeim HaGodol V'Amneira, which is Hinei Yonecha Shaliach Lachem Asel Yo HaNovi Veheishiv Leiv Aves Albonim Lefnei Bei Yeim HaGodol V'Amneira. Whatever they say, there is a koponim. anyway, in order not to say it in the Seder, but it's in the Pasuk, so it's better to say it Chalei Allah Seder, because it's Seder Shabiksav. So I'll call upon him, this is the Yom Tzivis Hashem. And then later the Rebbe was Sefer Aklolim, and then later the Rebbe began attributing Rosh Teves to all the names, all the years, beginning from Tovshin, Membeis, Tiyashnaz, Bias Mashiach, Gili Mashiach, Gula Mashiach, Divri Mashiach, Melech HaMashiach, and Vav the Rebbe skipped, and then came Tiyashnaz Zem Mashiach, Tiyashnaz Cheiros Mashiach, Tiyashnaz Tashmet, Tiyashnaz Mashiach Teva, Tiyashnaz Nisim, Tiyashnaz Neflois Arenu, Neflois Bakel. These were the Roshan Teves and up through Nunbeis. Which I call upon him, this in itself, that a name, a year, is named with a Rosh Teves Habun with the Gula, so this shows also that it's already a time connected with the Gula. Adereza later came Tovshin Dalad Mem Limud Harambam, which encompasses the whole Torah. And as the Rebbe said later, because the Rebbe was talking about Dafa Yemi, which the Sikha is not printed, Ada Yem Azeh, but I call upon him the Sikha Yidah, the Sikha was in Shabbat Shlach Tovshin Mem Ches. So the Rebbe explains there why the Friedrich Rebbe did not go for Daf HaYem. Why we don't do it is because the Friedrich Rebbe felt that there are certain shiurim that everyone has, and these shiurim will just interfere. in addition to it, that they will bind and take away time from other, and they will actually strain the person that he has to keep up with the pace of a blatt a day. So then the Rebbe continues, if so, what about Rambam? So the Rebbe says Rambam is connected with the union of Geula and is the union of Shlema Sateir over all the Pratim. A koponim, which this shows that the union of Halacha, Dvar Hashem Zu Halacha, and if the Gemara says in Shabbos, Dvar Hashem Zu Akeitz, goes together. Kol HaTeir Kula and Achdus Yisrael, all the milas of Limud Haram. And then came Tovshim and Vov, Dallas began, and the Rebbe was Madgish. The union of Dallas is Deilat Zdokesh and Mekarevus and Sagula. And then the Rebbe came out with the union of Teresh Abalpeh that women should also learn. And this is where Misnagdin found no place in life, no corner in life, that already women are learning Gemara, Bimele, what's left for them? But I'll call upon him. Rambam can't learn because the Rebbe came out with it. And so Mela, they're still learning Daf HaYemi, if they're learning that. If somebody would actually tell him that the Daf HaYemi was a takone for a Meir Lublin that he heard from his Rebbe, it was a chark of a Rebbe, so maybe that also would be, who knows what. Stam garbage. Abrakopanim, this is the inyan of Tovshim Mvov, the inyan of Tzedakah, Gdeilas Tovshim Mekarevus and Sagula, and the Mefsim. That took place then, and then the inyan of Teresh Abalpeh, and then the Nisim, the inyanim of the Nisim, and then, let's not forget, the inyan of the Churban of Russia, communism, which this was the Alderich, like the Alter Rebbe, completed his inyan, which was the inyan of the Milchom against Napoleon. So also this inyan of Russia was also connected with the inyan of, in that time, the Tkufa, right before the inyan of Nun Beis. Memtes Nun. It's mentioned in the Rebbe Rashab's Maimer. The Rebbe Rashab says a Maimer, Pada Visholamai in Zion, that Bichlal, there are seven Melochim in Eilam Ateo. And the Rebbe Rashab speaks about the Zion Malchin de Teo. Which the Chayyir, as a person thinks about it, Vosepes Metamol in Yutas Kislev, in Zion, the Rebbe Rashab speaks about it. Now the Rebbe Rashab already laid the ground, already gave an explanation, an insight, what's following in Russia. In Tofrish Ayin Zayin was the year, 1917, that the Tsar fell. Because that happened, which there was also a Maimah from the Rebbe Rashab attributed to that, Reines Aticha Likim. So that's when communism first pogroms a few years, the Chalz Mita'ilam Ateo, they can say that. And then later the government, the communist government. Communism took over. So as a person makes a chesm, if I'm not mistaken, there are seven. And the eighth one is the one which already started to change from communism to democracy. It says in Chassidus that the one that's the eighth one is considered Hodor, Melech Hodor, and he is the Aschol of Elam Atikun. So as a person thinks about his name, the one that started to make this revolution is also connected with the union of Chesed. Gorbachev. And his first name is connected with Inyan of Chesed. And this is basically what took place in Tovshim Memtes Nun, the Ganze Iberkerenish. And as the Rebbe pointed out to us, all the Inyanim that took place then. The Nachal Derech that the Rebbe spoke about China at one point, the Inyanim that are taking place all over the world, different revolutions that are taking place, including France, that the Rebbe spoke about it in Vayeshev. In those years. This is basically the inyan of the seven melachim, Eila Mateo, is the inyan which was part of this whole thing. But Akolpanim, after that, began by the Rebbe also the Tkufa that Vechitzu Charbesam Leitim, Velayisa Goyal Goycherev. That the old Poshet decided on the Russian government, on that as the United States, that the sword should not be used anymore for war purposes. And this is basically, then came the Inyan of Nun Beis and Vayakal Nun Beis, which was the last upbringing that the Rebbe spoke about, the Inyan of Ahbus Yisrael. And the Rebbe also spoke about Machzis HaShekel, the Inyan of Tzedakah, these two Inyanim, which was Ahdus and the Inyan of Tzedakah. When the Rebbe says, "I help him," that with this inyanim, which was the Rebbe left us, I'll call upon him leisata, in the physical sense, the inyanim of the Ardus and the inyan of Tzedakah. So these are the Eitzes and Brochas. Al derech the Tzemach Tzedek said that through Aleph comes the base, through Ardus comes the inyan of Brocha. Mashenkin b'shasitz Gimel, the inyan of Gaiva. So then Rachman al Islam is the inyan of Dalet, which is Rachman al Islam, the inyan of Dalus, poorness. So the Inyan of Aleph is the Inyan of Tzemach Tzedek, says Aleph is the Inyan of Aleph Beis, the Inyan of Achtos is the Inyan of Bracha. The Mele, as the Rebbe said, Rebbe once said the Loshen by the Tzemach Tzedek. By the Tzemach Tzedek, they asked the Tzemach Tzedek when he went to Peterburg that he's putting himself in danger. What is he relying on? So the Tzemach Tzedek said, that he has children. Mele, the children can take over in case Chas V'Shalom something happens to the Tzemach Tzedek in Peterburg. And the second union is that Chassidim with their Achdus will bring Mashiach. So the Rebbe once said by Fabrengen, I think it was in Chavov, when it was 100 years from the Tzemach Tzedek, Histalkos, the Rebbe said then that the first union is not Shayach here. The Rebbe said the second union is Shayach, that Chassidim with their Achdus will bring Mashiach. The Rebbe says, I'll help him that since the Weile Avifon Mezet, it's not budging too much. Is our call upon him? The Rebbe says, "On Zarishna from the Mgalus, and the Rebbe should lead us." Lartzeinu Agdeisha, Yerushalayim, Beis Hamikdash, and Kedesh Hakadosh.
There was an article about it, but I mentioned some people. Rabbi Machpio.
He's
actually his great grandson's here. His mother's father. What? His mother's father is.
The Rebbe once said, "Benegiat Asim of a Fabrengan," that it was once in the beginning of the years. The Rebbe said there was a maisa by the daughter of the Rebbe Marash. That Rebbe Marash she was once crying, so Bemela they gave her a candy. Child gave her a candy. So she said, "I am stopping to cry till after I finish the candy." So the Rebbe connected it with the union of a Fabrengan, that a hefsek from one Fabrengan to another is only in order there should be another Fabrengan. A derech like we find in Negiah to Yechidus, that someone once went into Yechidus to the Rebbe and the secretary came in and wanted him to leave. He was sitting there for a while. So the Rebbe said, "He wants you to come back again." Which for pashtus it means two things. Physically it means that in order that the masker should give a permission to this person to come again, he has to cooperate now. Number two, in order that he should be able to come back again, there has to be a hefsek between that he should be able to leave and then not come back. However, the pir is on his zayin. His derikad is, as a zayin, the yamim, aboyim, the krasenu, the sholim, there are, as the Rebbe would always be messiahim, as the Rebbe always would, as the Rebbe is messiahim, benigir to yutshvat, that the Rebbe says b'shas yidden will be b'simcha seitzeil, they will go out from Golos and there will be the union of Achdus, Achdus Yisrael, Achdus Ha'amitis. Good night. Is that macha brocha chreina? Make a brocha chreina.
I was going to stay here anyways.